Hi, my name is Summer, and I'm finally ready to admit I'm tired of living life stuck on stupid.
Welcome back to the Ignite and Inspire podcast, a podcast dedicated to sparking inspiration from everyday life and experiences. My name is Summer Van, and I'm your host, and no matter who you are, sparking inspiration is something that you have to be intentional about, so give yourself props for tuning in and capturing a bit of inspo. As we continue to learn and grow this platform together, I want to remind you of a couple of things. You can check the show notes below for high levels on what's covered in today's episode, as well as links to references mentioned within the show. Next, go ahead and subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on future episodes. By subscribing, not only will you be notified of new episode drops, but they'll pop up on your home screen when you open up your favorite podcasting app. I also provide additional resources on the show's Instagram page at Ignite and Inspire Podcast, so be sure to follow there as well. Lastly, please rate and review the show. You can leave a star rating between 1 and 5 stars, but if you do leave anything less than 5 stars, kindly DM me and let me know what you'd like to see or hear differently. We're learning and growing this platform together, so your feedback is always appreciated. Now that we've covered all the housekeeping items, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode.
On one hand, I am coming in a little strong with this one. Some things, yes, I have been stuck on stupid, but what I'm really referring to here is being stuck on the past. In today's episode, I want to go a little bit deeper on what it means to be stuck in the past and how to process through those experiences of those times that we get a little caught up in the feelings that are associated with good or bad memories that happen to us or good or bad experiences that we have. I hope that by the end of this episode, you are inspired, moved, changed, all the things, to consider areas in your life in which you are preventing yourself from moving forward, becoming the person you aspire to become because of being stuck in the past or because of you basically holding yourself up in old things, old experiences, old memories, old people, all the things. With that being said, let's go ahead and hop into today's episode. We've talked about it on previous episodes, but I'm a visionary. I'm a memory hoarder. If there's a good experience, good people, I like to hold those near and dear in my frontal cortex. But simultaneously on the adverse side, if something negative happens or if I'm traumatized by something or an experience, before even remembering the details of it, I remember the feeling. Like, my emotional memory is so strong, and because of this, it causes me to hold close to those emotional memories and attach them to people or things and hold them at kind of as a source of truth. I'm very much a quality over quantity person, so it doesn't take much. It really only takes one experience, one good time, one strong connection for me to hold on to that as like that instance as a core memory of mine. And as I'm in this strong introspective period, looking at myself, looking at my goals, looking at the future, maybe it's like that quarter life, mid-20s, you know, frontal cortex development situation going on. But I'm really looking back on areas in my life where I have been stuck on the past, stuck on stupid, and it's prohibiting me from moving forward and progressing in the way that I want to. This ranges from people, from experiences, from opportunities, all of the things kind of hindering me from putting myself in the positions that I envision myself to be in. Speaking for myself, I know I'm stuck when I continue to blame myself for mistakes that I've made in the past. Like that one conversation that I had with so-and-so, I wish I didn't have it, or I wish I articulated my thoughts better because then a different outcome would have happened. Something of that such, or as it relates to different experiences, like there are times where I'll think back and I'm like, I wish I didn't react the way that I did, or I love the way that I reacted. I wish that I can embody that in the future. And I hold on to my actions and my responses from the past as if they were inadequate or I just don't agree with them. And I may not, you know, summer of 2024 may not agree with what I've done in the past, but to harp on them and to hold on to that prevents me from moving forward and progressing in the future. We tend to get stuck in the past because those people or those experiences are triggers for us, and we haven't work through them. We haven't approached them in a secure manner, secure perspective. And as I'm continuing to grow and develop myself, I realize that for some things in my life, I haven't processed through them in a secure way. This past week's sermon touched me in a way that I wasn't expecting to. And when the pastor brought it up, I was a little taken aback. And I'm not gonna lie, usually I'm very vocal in church. But this sermon had me sitting and pondering and reflecting. Y'all, Pastor Beast spoke about witches and warlock. And not to say that I practice witchcraft, but when he brought up horoscopes and reading your horoscope, or maybe like tarot readers, I definitely felt a little attacked, and I had to reflect a little bit because even in thinking about some past experiences or people that I'm holding on to, older versions of people that I'm holding on to, I will look to a tarot reader on TikTok like, tell me why so-and-so is acting this way, or going to CoStar and putting our signs together and seeing how we interact or why, you know, we are engaging with one another in the way that we are. Thinking about someone at work and it's like, oh, that's why. That's why so-and-so is acting, you know, the way that they are. And I'm leaning on these other factors before leaning on God and what he says that we are, I am, these people are, these situations are. And almost like doubting the fact that what God has laid out for us is so, by leaning into horoscopes and tarot readers and these people on TikTok that cards just so happen to fall out of a deck and now they're crafting this whole story. I had to check myself a little bit. But yeah, that sermon came out of 1 Samuel chapter 28, Epiphany Church, Pastor B. I'll link it below if you want to listen. I definitely recommend you listening, but don't listen if you don't want to be read for filth. I'm gonna leave that one right there. I also find that because I am a visionary and I want these experiences that I make in my mind to happen so badly, I hold tight onto the memory in hopes of either it happening again or coming to fruition, or the complete opposite. I hold on to the memory, or I hold on to those experiences, and I anticipate them happening in the future and hold expectation based off of what I'd seen or heard or experienced in the past. And because of this, I find it hard for me to move forward and to grow past what I expect to happen. I'm a divorced baby. I'm a product of divorce. And it took me a minute to come to terms with the fact that my parents were not getting back together. My parents probably divorced when I was around 10 years old. And I kid you not, it wasn't until I was probably in my junior or senior year of college, not college, of high school. It wasn't that long. Of high school, that I was like, okay, now I see. You two don't need to be together, actually. But up until that point, for some reason, I thought they were getting back together. I didn't see the divorce being final. And a part of me chops that to my parents co-parenting really well. But I charge a lot of that to me kind of having this Disney Channel princess picturesque image of what a family is. And I just swore, I knew it in my hearts of hearts, that my parents were going to get back together. And it took me longer than probably normal for me to process my parents' divorce. And there's some things I'm still, like, you know, chopping through, but that's one experience that's really key to me. Another experience that comes to mind, there's this guy that probably back in probably high school, maybe, question mark. And I felt like we really connected just in energy and vibes and spirit. And what I really remember him for was making me feel comfortable in my own skin, making me feel comfortable in my own hair. That was probably around 9th or 10th grade was when I started wearing my natural hair. And that was an experience, y'all. This is rewinding back the start of the natural hair movement. People were not jacking natural hair for real. My parents, like, it had to grow on them. I have old school parents, and we love a good press and bump. Now, things are different now, but my parents are good for a good press, bump, layer situation. And I wanted my curls. I wanted big curls. And I had to go through that awkward transition phase. I didn't big chop, I transitioned. And it came with some highs and some lows. But this one guy in particular was probably the first person in my life that I heard say they loved my natural hair and they loved my natural personality and my spirit and all these things. And I'm like, wow, you really, like, accepted me, embraced me, and celebrated me for it. And on top of that, we really just, like, clicked. And I realized I was stuck on stupid for this man. And I can laugh now. And I really appreciate him for it. But growing up is realizing I was holding on to that feeling that I experienced with him and wasn't allowing myself to appreciate that experience for what it was and moving forward in other dating experiences. I doubt this person would, you know what, I'm not even about to say that. Maybe he will listen to this one. Maybe he will listen to this podcast. And if you do, what's up? I appreciate you. Shout out to you. But nonetheless, growing up for me is knowing that I have a strong emotional memory and that I hold on to experiences, both really in the past, but sometimes in the future. I hold on to these experiences and these memories. And in order to move forward, progress, grow, and open myself to what God has for me, to what the universe has for me, I have to be able to appreciate those experiences, those feelings for what they were, and leave them where they were. What I think inspired this topic, a couple of things. As you all know, I've been really drilling in this year and in the past couple of months on myself, my identity, and putting myself in positions to propel to that next stage in my life, in my career, my personal, all the things. And one big area of my life that I realize is a hindrance towards really growing and embracing God's will for myself is my anxiety, my fear and my anxiety. And when I tell you I've been going head to head with her, I am so serious about combating my anxiety. And when I think about anxiety, anxiety is fear of the future. And because I hold so strong to emotional memories and to the past, and it's hindering me from moving forward, it's the fears that associate and develop with these past memories that is preventing me from being my best self and from, like, propelling to this next chapter of my life. Some other things that holding on to the past can cause or develop, it impacts your sleep. It sometimes may cause, like, really beautiful dreams. And, you know, life is tough. Life is tough. If you're having great dreams about these things, who am I to stop you? I'm not about to stop myself. Dreams are dreams, you know. Hey, but I also think dreams are really telling. I think they're telling of what your brain is stuck on in its subconscious when we can't necessarily control our thoughts. It also impacts the nightmares you may have, right? And so I've had experiences where I have been so stuck on negative experiences or memories, and they attack my dreams. And I'm like, this is my me time. You come at me during the day, but at night, BFFR, right? So just want to put that out in case you have been dealing with some of this yourself. I already talked about it, but living in the past can also cause strong anxiety, overthinking, overanalyzing. I am guilty. Hello. It also can cause hesitation, fear, defense mechanisms, and guarding yourself. Also guilty of this one. I'm good for, you know, guarding my heart, guarding myself, protecting my peace. If I do not innately see the value, and I don't see that that value outweighs the cost of engaging in said, I'm like, all right, not for me. I will play it safe in this situation. And I have to be cognizant and a little bit more self-aware of when I'm letting past hurt, past experiences, whatever it may have you, prevent me from getting into certain situations. But also on the opposite end, maybe I'm going towards and engaging in activities that I know are not good for me. For example, I already talked about it. I love chocolate. And I tend to eat more chocolate when I am anxious or when there is a minor inconvenience in life. I hold positive feelings and emotions. It makes me happy to eat chocolate. So in order to continue those experiences, I'm like, let me eat some more chocolate. But that's not a habit that I want to continue in the future. Summer in the future does not find solace in chocolate. That's not to say I'm about to go cold turkey on chocolate, but it's a lighthearted way of just exemplifying how living in the past can either be, can develop tools used positively, but also maybe in some negative ways as well. I think the other big thing, which I talked about, but I didn't say explicitly, it could develop an unwillingness to explore new things or try new things. So again, just need to be a little bit more self-aware, do the inner work, as they say, to acknowledge some past experiences and the feelings associated with those experiences, so that when we are living our day-to-day, we can quickly go back in our file folder, recognize our triggers, and actively choose our next steps, our next actions, based off of the life and the person that we want to be versus what we're comfortable with and what we're used to and where we find safety and security. I hope you're smelling what I'm stepping in. With that being said, I would love to transition into some ways in which we can be more present. We can kind of stop being stuck on stupid and live in the present, be a little bit more smart about our actions and the decisions that we make, and stop being so fearful of what's to come. This conversation is extremely loaded. As I've been growing and developing, one big question that I've been asking myself is, why don't I believe that I can have these feelings or these experiences in the future? Why don't I feel equipped or trusting of myself or of other people to attack said feelings or said experiences in the future? And it has allowed me to safely, securely, and maturely reframe my mindset around past and experiences that I've had in the past. It's also allowed me to have some really solid and nice journal prompts. It gives you the space and the opportunity to dig deep, unpack, and develop your toolbox, especially when keeping in mind the person that you want to be, the person that you want to develop and evolve into. So for example, in a corporate setting, if in the past maybe you've had some presentations and you didn't perform as well as you wanted to, and so now you've developed this like limiting belief that you are just not a really good, you know, presenter. You're not a good presenter and you're unable to hold your own in these situations. Coming up on your next big presentation, you may be a little anxious. You may go in feeling a little unprepared, but asking yourself, why am I holding these emotions? Why don't I feel as prepared? And doing that journal entry prompt, asking yourself those questions, and then actively writing out steps to kind of combat those emotions really helps and gives you a secure way, a secure plan of action to change the narrative, change the future, and be the owner of your life, right? Take ownership of your life and actively live in the present. As it relates to like people or things, you can ask yourself, like, are you infatuated by a person, or are you kind of, has your brain decided that you are disgusted by a person, or just feeling a lack of security with a person that you've had in the past? Why is that? What emotion is tied to that? What is the trigger there? Do you believe this person is the same person as when you last experienced them? For example, Mr. Man from high school, the thought that he is the same person in 2024 that he was in 20 is a little loony. I sure am not the same person that I was back in high school. So to even think that I am stuck or holding on to a memory of someone from the past who is completely different in 2024 than the person that they were then, I wouldn't want somebody to hold on to an old version of myself. Even though some people may hold on to an older version of myself, this can create a level of disappointment for them, for myself, all the things. So just want to be mindful. I think it also helps to have close family and friends around to ring you back in and help you to process through moments where you may be holding on to the past. To say, hey friend, hey loved one, can we jump back to reality for a sec? And I think it's what's most important here is keeping people around you who will help you come back to reality without shaming you, while giving you the space to maybe relive those emotions or relive those memories, those moments, while also exploring yourself and giving yourself the time to process and figuring this out, and almost holding your hand, or maybe not, through the process to say, like, okay, we're making the choice to move forward from the past. We're embracing a new version of Summer, of Mark, of Jimmy, of Victoria, of whoever you may be. I also find it interesting, and this is another really good journal prompt, or maybe, you know, you can do like me and just have a conversation with yourself. Have a conversation with the stuck energy, the energy that has you stuck in the past. Appreciate it for what it was. Appreciate how it served you, whether that may have been like providing you safety, providing you security, providing you joy, providing you curiosity, and discuss what you want for your future self. If you want to keep that same energy in the future, like, talk about what qualities help bring that joy in the now or in the future. What triggers help bring that same moment, that same experience in the future? And if it's an energy that no longer serves you or no longer serves the person you want to become, let that thing go. Let that energy go. Talk to it, say goodbye to it, salute it, burn it. If you're like writing it, throw it away. And the last thing that I will say has really, really helped me is moving my body. Something about weight training. I love doing like body weight training. Running has been extremely helpful for me. Yoga or like gymnastics or anything where you have to hold your own body weight, something about that has been really helpful for me in coming head to head with the tension that you face, because you have no choice but to let that energy go, let that pain go. And you just feel so free and relaxed when you finish a workout or when you finish putting your body through that stress and that experience. So these are just a couple of things. It's not exhaustive, of course, but it's a couple of things that I do to help me process the past and embrace a new future, right? Even the present. Present, future, other things. Not going to lie, I really needed to get today's episode off my chest. I feel like it was extremely healing for me, and I hope that it opens new pathways for healing in your life. Being stuck on stupid, or just the past in general, is taking up too much space in our present day. We can't fully embrace the now or optimistically anticipate the future if we're continuously swirling on the past. Let that hurt go. Let that joy be what it was. Embrace that happiness for what it was. Embrace the good times for what they were. Let the pain stay in the past so that we can move forward. Take the past and learn from it. Live in the now and do what we need to do to structure ourselves and position ourselves to have more blessings in the future. If this episode touched you in any way, please leave a rating and review on this episode. You can do so by scrolling down and leaving 1 to 5 star ratings, as well as comments on this podcast as a whole. If you have thoughts or reflections or revelations on this episode in particular, hop on over to YouTube and let's chat. Leave a comment and I'll be sure to respond. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. Follow the podcast on socials. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to get inspired with you in the next episode.